Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
Happy Wednesday. Trust you are all doing well. You know, it's interesting. The weather has been really interesting. I guess we are officially, we're at the 27th already. As you all know, I've been dealing with a whirlwind of things and I finally feel like my head is above water. And so I have lost track of the days because I've had to have a crash course in, car insurance, car titles, Department of Insurance, car parts. Oh my goodness. So I've had a crash course in cars while I've been saying and sharing with those I've had to deal with that in my limited knowledge, I feel like I have somewhat of a, I've learned a lot more. Rarely, you know, I hear myself saying I don't know about a topic, and cars have been something I have run from. I have run from dealing with cars for a very long time. So I think just dealing with my own issues, right, my own traumas per se, that I just didn't want to deal with cars. And now this is the season where I've had to confront it. And I'm putting my big girl panties on and I'm learning what I need to learn in order to get through it. So the good news is I'm getting through it. I'm learning. So say hi, say hello. Welcome. If you're new to the show, my name's Lisa Gillette, also broker owner of Devenio Estates serving Southern California. I also am, you know what I said I was going to do? I said last time I was going to share my results from my exam. So some of you who've been, you know, keeping tabs on me and really holding me accountable, which is why I share, that's a good thing, right? You've got to find a core group of people that you can share with, your love circle, and they'll hold you accountable. So I, for those of you who know, I am in law school and I've been enjoying the journey. And so I did take my MPR3 exam, and let me pull it up. I want to share, where was the snippet? I posted this on Nextdoor. So this is a late post here on the other social media platforms, but I did post this on Nextdoor app. Got some love from my neighbors, which was really cool. They came in and loved on me, and that was really cool. So let me do this. Let me share. I'm getting into sharing already. We're going to get into the show topic today. We'll be talking about the dark side of real estate contracts, those darn real estate contracts. Last week, we had a great show. So this morning today, we'll be talking about locked in for life. I want to give you a heads up on a real estate contract listing agreement that is locking homeowners for the next 40 years with real estate companies who are kind of setting you up. It means that for the next 40 years, you're agreeing to sell with them for X amount of fees. And we'll get into all that. That's a mess. I mean, what more do they come up with in this business? Sheesh, talk about guaranteeing your commission. Hello. Okay, so we'll come back to that. In the meantime, I do want to share. Let me do a screen share real quick. So I did say I posted this on Nextdoor a while back, and I didn't get to share with you all. So I want to love on you here, and of course share. So this was my MPRE score. It is the multi-professional responsibility exam, And I took it back in August. So yeah, it takes about 5 weeks, like on the spot, 5 weeks for them to release your score. California has a passing score of 86. So here's my score, scaled score, 80 points. I was like 6 points short of passing, but it's all good. Because what I was sharing here, this is kind of my notes here, that this was one of four exams, right? Like to becoming a licensed attorney. It's an involved process. I've created my whole little, let me just share what I've done. I'm serious, y'all. Like I've had to get really visual with this whole thing. Let's see. I've had to get visual. So let me share this. And if you're not this way in life, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Let me swipe. Let me just bring it over here. So this is, okay. So for those of you who may be slightly interested, right? This whole thing about law school, this is what my journey has been. Let me share this. Boom, boom. So present, let's see here, go to share. Okay, this is what my journey's been, right? This is like journey to law office of Lisa Gillette. Okay, disclaimer, I'm not an attorney yet. Come on. Let me just throw this disclaimer because I don't want you to be like, you said you were an attorney. I am not. So disclaimer, right? Disclaimer, because as I'm talking about this, Lisa L. Gillette is a current law student at NWCU School of Law. Boom. Okay. Right. Because I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear you said you told me. No. So I'm currently law school student. So here we go. So this is kind of the plan and the vision here that I have. I have it as my screensaver and I have it on my wall. So first part, of course, register with the California State Bar. I'm approved. And then you're either going to take your first year law school exam. I've been exempt because of the program that I am part of. So I'm exempt from taking it. And I successfully passed my first year of law school. And I have taken those core topics or subjects and I passed. And then there's the MPRE I have here. This is my path. So this is not everyone else's path. This is what I need to do. Step three for me is satisfying or passing the MPRE. I'm scheduled to do that November 3rd. So I'm rescheduled for taking that exam. I'll retake it November 3rd. So root for me, hold me up in positive light, vibes and energy and prayers. Number four, my second step, I'm going to start this as the moral character determination. Essentially, they get all in your business and ask, you know, where have you been since 18 years of age to date? Where have you worked? Where have you been? Who can attest to that? What can they say? Right. So they ask you all these questions. So I was speaking with one of the attorney colleagues. I think I shared with you all, I'm working alongside two attorneys as well on a project basis, getting my feet wet per se, jumping in there, seeing what it's like to be, in private practice. And that's been fun. It's a lot of, you know, it's learning. And it's learning what skill sets are important. It's also learning what you are not taught in school. It's just like in real estate, which is, I find very interesting how these two industries mirror each other. You know, real property, you know, is known as real estate. And from the legal side, it's really, really parallel. And I've shared this with you all before, because I have a degree in psychology with a minor in finance. And it was the same thing when I was on that journey. It was, you know, what that journey mirrored. It mirrored the same beta formula or math formula that's used to measure correlations, to measure risk, to measure, I would say, probability in psychology is the same formula used in finance and accounting. And I just thought that was interesting. Same formula. And you wouldn't know that unless you were actually taking those classes, right? If you're an accounting, finance, econ, math, business major, you use that formula for that. But if you're in psychology, sociology, some of the other social sciences, you're using that same formula for something else, which I found fascinating. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my academic journey and paths that I chose. And then I'm scheduled. I'm if all works well, right? Graduation happens on time and all this good stuff done. I am looking to be scheduled, right? So I've got to sign a pay apply for the California bar exam in July of 2025. And it looks like I have already met my compliance with court obligations. I don't have child support and spousal support, thank goodness. So yeah, just think about that. If you were dealing with some of those issues, you've got to be compliant, right? Current, and can't be, you can't owe or have back payments in child support, spousal support, alimony, that kind of stuff. And the last one is, of course, qualified to be admitted to the practice of law, meaning my name will be listed to where it will be a motion to be sworn in, right? Sworn in officially. So it's a process. I share that for those of you who are looking into, you know, exploring a legal career. That's what has been involved for me. If you'd like to learn more about the school I'm enrolled in, I absolutely love the school that I'm enrolled in because it is a correspondence school, allows me to run a full-time business, be a full-time, you know, family person, wife, mom. I've got life things and, you know, things happening that I just would not be able to commit to going to school full-time. But that isn't to say that the work is not, the workload is the equivalent of being in school full time. It just allows the flexibility of when I get to turn in that work, and which also helps you work on a skill set called calendaring, which pretty much says, here's a start date, here's your midterms, here's your due dates for all these assignments. Make sure you get them in. And in order to be eligible to take your finals, you got to make sure you've had all those assignments passed. So that's essentially what that is in a nutshell. Before I jump into, so I'm going to go ahead and let me see. I'm going to pivot real quick. That's essentially what. Okay. Before I pivot in. So again, if you have any questions about that, feel free to reach out. You've got my info. Text me 323-488-3265. Again, I gave that disclaimer. I'm a current law school. And of course, information on this show is not meant to be legal advice, and I'm just sharing. This is my love of real estate and information, edutainment, and education all rolled up in one, if you've been connected with me since I was doing Shifter Thinking. So we've been at this for some years. Someone asked me the other day, how long? 5 years in. I probably stopped counting how many years. So 2017 to now is what? Oh my gosh, I've been saying 5 years. 2017 to now is how many? That's 6 years. 6 years in 2017. Okay, 6 years. I'm 6 years in. 6 years in the show. We're in episode 223 on a real estate side of our platform. This show is going to be fun and interesting. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this sponsor break. Be right back.
We know how challenging it can be to try and sell a home while also dealing with other financial and legal matters. We're here to help. Devenio Estates is the real estate firm you need to make sure your unique situation is handled as quickly and efficiently as possible. Our team of professionals has a combined experience of over 30 years in real estate, construction, and finance industries. As active professionals in the industry, we know the importance of timelines and pride ourselves in providing superior service without compromising integrity. We use industry software and copyrighted proposals so that our real estate agents submit accurate and complete listing information and buyer offers. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and set Devenio Estates as the go-to real estate firm for excellence in advocacy and superior services for our clients. Contact us today to learn more about our services.
Shameless plug. It's all good. If you are interested in being a sponsor to the show, listen, reach out to me. I'm happy to set up a time for us to discuss what you know, value, product, service you have to offer our listening audience. We've got a great listening audience who has been committed and dedicated to, you know, personal development, professional development, learning, right? Some of you use this time, use this hour to learn a little bit about real estate every day. And you all give me your feedback every now and then when I get to connect with you offline and say, yeah, I've just been sharing all that I've learned from you and telling people they should tune in. And so I appreciate you all. I appreciate you all for sharing, right? So sharing is caring. Make sure. So as we, you know, get into the show, price of admission for getting all this real estate game, this real estate gem is press one, lets me know you're here. Press two, lets me know you shared it. So drop one in the comment below. Two, lets me know you shared it. And of course, if I say something that's just mind blowing or mic drop worthy, you can drop that mic emoji right in the chat box. This is interactive. So thank you for catching us on the live. Today, I'll make today's show short, sweet, and strong. Easy and simple is definitely a given. And today we'll be talking about locked in for life, the dark side of real estate contracts. The reason being is because I came across this. I came across this information and I thought we needed to share. Shout out to my cousin out in Belize. So we've got a listening audience and family out in Belize, Ruben Pice of Pice Construction, doing amazing things, awesome things. How's the weather, Primo? How is the weather? Because here it is gloomy in sunny, well, I mean, sunny California, somewhere it's sunny, but looking out my office window, it's pretty gloomy. It's a gloomy day. It makes me feel like I just want to lay in bed all day. And I came across this information. I follow real estate lawsuits and news. And it's really interesting that there are companies out here that are locking homeowners in. So I feel we need to talk about it just in case you come across it, you hear it, and you say, well, is this legit? What's going on with this? And we want to make sure we're that information source for you. So this is the latest. Ah, he says it's sunny. Okay, it's good. It's sunny. Sunny. Oh, that's way better than what's happening here. All right. So what are we talking about? Being locked in for life. Imagine having the thought, right? Imagine having the thought of wanting to sell your home. And then you are solicited or you contacted or you come across a website information for a real estate company that says, hey, yeah, we'll give you money in exchange for the opportunity or the option. I think option is a better word for the option to sell your home. And you say, wow, really? You're willing to pay me, right? That payment is anywhere from $300 to $5,000. And if you're in a homeowner that's in a cash flow funk, you may feel like, hey, yeah, this is a good deal. I can put, you know, another $5,000 in my pocket if I just give this real estate company the option to sell my home in the near future. Oh, I'm never going to sell, so it doesn't matter. Or you may run into a situation where you do need to sell and you go, oh, okay, well, this might be a good deal. I already have a listing broker, right, who will set me up and set me right. So essentially, you're locking in yourself in what is called the right to list. That's the type of agreement. So write that down. Right to list. It's a right to list agreement. That's what we're discussing right now. And of course, thank you for those of you who are sharing and tuning in from ERGJ Enterprises. My brother, Ever Jefferson's doing amazing things and continues to do great things, including the Black Billionaires Club. And of course, those who are streaming on our Facebook watch page, Lisa Gillette, Ready Set Real Estate. And of course, those of you who are connected with us through the Black Events Los Angeles. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So getting back to the right to list agreement, this is essentially, something tickled my nose. It's cold in my office. It's gloomy outside and they're pumping the AC in this building. When it was summer, the AC went out. It was like hot. Don't you get that? Like you offices, you just office weather. You have to dress for office weather is what I say. Okay, I digress. Back to 40-year listing agreement. So it's called a right to list agreement, where a company essentially comes to you, gives you the option, or you're granting them the option and the right to sell your home in exchange for cash payment of $3,000 to $5,000. Now, what does that look like? For the next 40 years, you now already have a listing broker. That means you have representation if you decide to sell your home. Now, why is this a big deal? Because if you sell, that brokerage or real estate company has the right to list and earn 3% commission on the sale of your property. Now, here is where it gets interesting. It does not include the buy side agent commission, the buyer's agent's commission. That means right now we are in the middle of a, it's been a class action lawsuit. It was set to go to trial for October. I believe October 16th was a trial date. It has since settled. There's a proposed settlement, draft settlement, subject to approval next January 4th. So January 4th, 2024, the courts will review the draft to make sure it's fair for all parties and consumers. Part of that agreement will actually remove, I would say, half of the commission that we currently offer through cooperating MLS, multiple listing services. Cooperating agents are also known as buyer's agents, who earn a commission on bringing a ready, willing, and able buyer to the table, to the sale, right? If that buyer accepts, if the seller accepts that buyer's offer, then the buyer's agent has earned the commission. So this would directly impact buyers in terms of what they would be required to save when thinking about purchasing a property. That includes not just your down payment and your closing costs, but also the cost to hire your own agent. We are moving in potentially into an arena similar to Australia and the UK, where there are no buyer's agents. This is a novel thing in the United States that was really born in the 1980s. This was born in the 1980s when cooperating agents became more of a buyer's agent or buyer's agency. That's the growth of this movement happened during the 1980s. When I imagine there was enough lawsuits or attention or consumer complaints by buyers who said that they, thought that the seller's agent or the other cooperating agent, also known back then as the sub agent, represented their interest as well. So fast forward is we've made the lines unblurry, right? We've made it a lot more clear. And so sellers have said, well, that's unfair that I have to pay also for the buyer's agent commission as well, who's going up against me to negotiate reducing my asking price, who's negotiating for me to pay repairs and or credits, give them credits is part of this negotiation. How is that fair to me? This person's not necessarily my advocate. It's the buyer's advocate. So I bring this in the conversation as we're discussing the right to list agreement, because it really puts the seller on the hook just for the selling broker's commission in these right to list agreements. And if the homeowner decides to break the contract, meaning you don't want to use this company, or you are refinancing, meaning you want to refinance to, let's say, a better rate or loan, or you want to take cash out, you've got now this encumbrance on your title that is affecting the cost of the refinance. And the contract, the right to list agreement, stipulates that you would have to pay the real estate company or broker 6% of the appraised value of the home. Again, think about it. You may say, well, I'm never going to sell, but then you decide you want to refinance and get a lower interest rate, or you might want to do refinance and cash out for whatever reason. Now you have an additional cost on in terms of refinancing 6% of the appraised value. Let's do the math on a $400,000 purchase price. 6% of that is $24,000. That's an additional line item. That's additional costs that you're incurring for not selling your home. $24,000. So talk about being locked in for life. This is another way I see homeowners are being screwed. I know. You're like, why? There's always something, which is why you've got to be on top of your game, tuning into shows like this, staying abreast of all the latest scams, contracts, real estate changes, industry changes. Right now, I've been consulting with clients on listings, right? So we deal with the states and trusts. And so our clients sell the estate or sell the property at various times. And one thing that we've been discussing is how this new settlement is going to affect broker fees and commissions. And essentially, let me go back to that, because I didn't mention that essentially the buyers and the buyer's agent will now be able to come to the table, not only with the offer, but the option to negotiate the buyer's agent's commission. And all parties are now included in that, which I find very interesting, because that could be very interesting, because sending an offer and getting in multiple offers can already be a stressful and contentious position, depending how the market is. But now you're throwing this thing about now the buyer's agent's fee, right? 1%, 2%, 3%, a flat fee, 4%. Keep in mind, the commissions are not fixed. They're negotiable. They are not fixed by law. And so I've been sharing with, our circle offline, is that we could potentially open consumers to being scammed and targeted by agents who may not be as honest, transparent, and ethical as it relates to commissions and fees. One, they'll be tested to be able to communicate their value. You're now asking someone to pay your commission. You now have the right to put cancellation fees, and some agents already do that. I know we do ask our buyers to hire us, right? We do complete an exclusive buyer representation agreement, just like our clients. When we are representing the sell side, they hire us on an exclusive basis, and we outline our value, we present our value, and provide what our fees are. We've been having this discussion openly right now, that sellers have the option to either offer a commission to the buyer's agent or not. It just means later down the line, it will be up for negotiation. And it also brings to light that those properties where a seller may not offer a buyer's agent commission may not get that much traction. You may not get a lot of buyer's agent willing or openly working as hard to share, show, present, and negotiate your property if you're not willing to offer a commission. And that has been the argument, or the basis of this lawsuit, had been different factors going into that about the buyer's agent's fee. Again, you are just going to be required as an industry professional to really know how to communicate and present your value. It's essentially where we are. The other thought I had is, do you get what you pay for? You've got an agent that says, I'll do it for a flat fee, right? And now we've got flat fee engines of buyer agency. We won't show you the property. We'll only, negotiate your contract, or you pay us to show you the property, right? For each property we show you, here's the fee. for each offer you write, here's the fee, right? So now is it a la carte? You can see a la carte type of agencies, because again, there has been this difference in how each company, person, individual distinguishes their value, represents their value of that agency representation. Very interesting times. Very interesting times. All right. So I wanted to bring that up. So you'll be locked in. What's the solution? What's happening right now in the background? The good news is we're having a discussion. So I invite you to share with one other person about this right to list agreement. And just heads up, just because someone's willing to pay you money up front, you've got to be reading the fine print. You are just not excused from reading this these contracts. It's all the more reason for you to, you know, build rapport and a reputation and a relationship with Real Estate Advisor. For those of you who've been following me for some time, know I talk about this thing called your top five. Your PCP, primary care physician, holistic doctor, your accountant, tax advisor, your financial advisor, insurance advisor, your real estate attorney or real estate broker, and, you know, an attorney, general practitioner, someone who can cover a lot of the stuff in terms of contracts. Like I said, I was sharing with my family, I've had to take this fast course or crash course in cars and learning contracts in cars, et cetera. And I question, how does a layperson get through life with having to deal with contracts from health insurance, employment contracts, car contracts, home purchase contracts, mortgage contracts, you want to put your mom in a home contracts, convalescent home contracts, you have special needs children, those are contracts, field trips for school, those are contracts. I mean, everything in life is a contract. So brings me back to what are the solutions right now? So I did share and invite you. I've invited you to share with one other person this episode and ask them to subscribe. It helps support the show, bumps us up there and gets more traction, more people to know about what we're doing here. And then second is the Attorney General is suing these companies that engage in these types of industry practices using the right to list agreements. And that's a good thing. Believe it or not, 35,000 homeowners have already signed up for these type of agreements. 35,000 homeowners. The company that is specifically under fire for this is MV Realty, who says they've already paid out $40 million to homeowners for the right to list agreements. And the American Land Title Association is working on passing legislation to protect homeowners. Why? Because we all know it's their greatest investment and their greatest asset in terms of the ability to appreciate and value equity over time. How else do we root for our homeowners? And this is one of those ways. We're part of the conversation. We share the information. And we make sure we ask the professionals. All right. We ask the professionals. All right. Short, sweet, and simple. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Have a powerful, productive week. We'll see you next week on another information-packed episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate. Y'all take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate podcast with Lisa Gillette, the LA Super Agent. Please like, subscribe, and share LA Super Agent everywhere on your favorite podcast platform.